Greg James is here from Radio 1 and nominated for more awards.
You know what? I've always got time for Radio Today. Always. I check it every day.
Every single day?
Yeah.
During the show?
Not during the show. Yes, every during the show. No, I'm normally on Snapchat during the show because I'm so down with the kids. Nominated tonight. You know what? I just have no idea what this event's going to be like because it's the first time it's not been in London and it's the first time it's not been in a sort of sit-down Ponzi dinner.
Could be more boozy if there's no food.
I think it'd be more boozy. Someone said to me earlier, they went, you know, there's no food. I went, well, it's going to be carnage already. Already it's going to be carnage. Loads of radio people who don't have to worry about what they look like tomorrow, even if they're on the radio. So it'll be, it's going to be a good night. And there's some really good people nominated. Radio 101 actually got a load of awards.
Tons.
So it's, fingers crossed for some wins.
And what are your chances, do you think, in the category you're in?
Tough category. It's really tough. You know, these are people that I grew up listening to and I hold in very high regard still, particularly Christian and Scott. So it's the cliche, isn't it, but it's good to be here, it's good to be nominated, and I'm actually the holder of the award. So cliches aside, I sort of have it. I've got it for another hour.
So you got it for 2 years last time.
I had it for 2 years, yeah. due to sponsor issues, I had it for 2 years. So I held my own ceremony last year in my own front room on my own. Say, well done. You win it again.
And are there people here at these do's that you seek out, your heroes in radio that you want to find and you want to corner and talk to?
Is Ken Bruce here?
Not sure.
All right. Well, if Ken's here, I'll be finding Ken. See also Jeremy. You know, I love Christian and I love a lot of the Radio 4 lot, so I'll be trying to find some of them for sure.
And you're still only young, but, you know...
I'm over the hill.
You're talking about Radio 2 presenters that you admire. Do you see yourself on there in 40 years?
That's not a bad gig, is it? That's not a bad station to be on.
When Ken finally goes, you could do Popmaster, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I should sidle in there, sort of surreptitiously, start doing the travel, and then from there, just be like, well, you know, if you want to go off for a week, I can dep. I don't know. Yeah, it's a great station, but I'm, as you said, I am just about young enough at the moment to be on Radio 1, so I'm having a lovely time.
Have a great night, and thank you, as always, for talking to Radio Today.
A pleasure. Thanks so much.